All right. As you know, Cappy loves kids' drawings. My friends have kids, and I got nieces and nephews. And I don't know why it's pulling teeth to get drawings out of those pictures of the kids. I say, hey, and I had this idea. I'd have this nice, like, photo book of all the kids' drawings. The kids have drawn pictures for me over there. And it's a little light, despite having a fair amount of nieces and nephews running around. And friends' kids. I got some, but not enough to create an art gallery that I absolutely desire. Well, anyway, Troy, you guys know Troy. His kids, he enslaves them to make jam for me. I said, hey, so you want anything else? I said, yeah, send me some kids' drawings. And the kids, the Troy's kids did oblige. And look at this masterpiece here. I'm going to see if I can, there we go. Without the, that is a lot going on there. And I don't know the there's a lot to digest. I think someone's taking a hang on. Let me see if so there's a space rocket there. I see that. And I think Grace, that looked like maybe Dad helped with the handwriting. And then over here there's a smiley face. That's pretty good. Looks like a happy lemon. And where are they over here? Troy, I think his kid's name might be Troy Jr. That now look, Troy, if you're gonna, I can tell parents when they draw. Okay, that's not a kid's. You don't need to influence this drawing. That looks too geometric. I can easily identify it. And then the rest of this stuff, oh good mercy. Maybe they're traveling out in space. Maybe this little part here is like a little bit of a planet or an Oort cloud. If you look, I'll show you. See this part here? That's the Oort cloud. And then the spaceship looks like it zoomed down here. And then it went, how the hell does that go? No, it goes the other way. It goes up like that. So that it looks like it's shooting to the Oort cloud there. And maybe that's just it. Maybe it's a space odyssey. So I wanted to thank Troy's kids and Troy for drawing this wonderful masterpiece. This will go into the the picture book, which I do have. I actually had when I was cleaning out all my stuff when I moved, I'm like, oh, I got actual pictures from the before time. And I put it all in a picture book. I still have a lot of pages left over, but I do have, like, this will go underneath the plastic. So when Cappy's old and dying in the nursing home, I can look at all these rando kids' pictures that they're like, I don't know who that is. Who am I? What's going on? It's chaotic. But I want to thank the kids for that. What we got here? TJ didn't send you any of his. TJ can't draw for try and keep it polite for the kids. TJ is bad at drawing. He's bad at everything, frankly. Anything TJ does, he's pretty bad at. I think he wrote a book or two in his lifetime or something. I don't know. but yeah, well, TJ would draw. I know what TJ would draw. It would not be appropriate. Would not be appropriate. A nonstop trade 362 books. Put them on the wall next to your Carlson degree. Dude, those are worth more than the Carlson degree. Oh, that's right. I got to auction that thing off, don't I? I got to sit down and think that through. I've been busy putting storage in my garage, like hooking it up. And then, installing handles on my drawers, which is all done now. That's all done. It looks spectacular. Looks spectacular. I'm becoming a great carpenter. I ain't caught a Jewish blood, you know. I'm just saying, carpentry and Jewishness kind of, you know, it's not uncorrelated. But I do have to auction off that Carlson degree. Let me get back into the thing of things, swing of things. We'll do that. Cabragoon Cabulous for $5. I really learned earlier with TFM on the Middle East. Yeah, that was a good show. Just so you guys are wondering where it is, it's on my SoundCloud. So if you go to like the podcast, it should automatically download if you subscribe. But if you go to CatholicCapitalism.blogspot.com, click on the SoundCloud, it's there. I had to take it down off of YouTube because did it violate community standards? Who knows? I just said, forget it. I'm not going to risk it. Because we had some super chats come in, and TFM goes off on his own. He has different opinions than I do. So I would have liked to talk about it because guy had a really good question, but unfortunately we couldn't talk about it because we're not allowed to have conversations above a fifth grade level on YouTube. So I have uploaded that to BitChute, but it's taking forever to render. So in the meantime, it has successfully uploaded to SoundCloud, and you don't need to see our faces anyway. But it was very insightful, and that's why I brought TFM on, because he knows more about it than anyone I know, and certainly myself. Too bad the YouTube's clipped the video. No, YouTube didn't do it. In fairness to YouTube, they did not do anything. I took it down voluntarily. It's just choose your battles, man. Just choose your battles. I stepped out of work and was gone. So, yep, it's on SoundCloud. And hopefully it'll be up on BitChute if you want to watch us. Is that it? Are we caught up? We're caught up. All right, there you go. Any, email me. If you got kids and they like drawings, they like to do drawings, please. And they're willing to part with one or two precious drawings. Old Cappy wise, I'll give you a P.O. box you can mail it to. And I'd really love it if you had kids. We can do further interpretation of this fine genre of art. All right, that's it. All right, see you guys later. Toodles.